I'm very grateful and encouraged by the leaders' strong political commitment to agree to a very strong and solid outcome document, which put all of us toward the greater sustainable path. This is very important. There are many salient points. First of all, member states have agreed to establish universal sustainable development goals based on the successes and lessons learned from Millennium Development Goals. Second, they have agreed to establish a high-level forum to oversee the implementation of this recommendation. On a specific area, the Sustainable Energy for All initiative has gotten most and widest support to provide energy access to all the people around the world by 2030. This is a very success story. We have a commitment to over $50 billion to provide energy access. Other than that, there are more than 700 voluntary commitments by government, the business communities, and civil societies. This is an extraordinary commitment demonstrated not only by government leaders, but civil society and business communities. I'm very much encouraged by the success of this Rio Plus 20.
Lots of things have been said and promised in Rio Plus 20. What would be the first thing you would tackle when you go back to New York to ensure that words will translate into actions?
I will first discuss with the members how to establish this intergovernmental process, a committee of experts, how they can interact together with my high-level panel of eminent persons to study and present the visions for post-MDG 2015. And of course, you know, we will discuss how to strengthen the United Nations Environment Program with the universal membership, with the regular, steady, and strengthen the financial support. There are many other recommendations which need the very close follow-up. I will try to discuss this matter within entire UN systems. And I'm going to discuss with the chief executive board meetings here in Rio.